It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
And was Monday the final Brady Bunch episode of all time? You already know this tune, so let's go ahead and add a brand new verse about Tom Brady. Sing along, everyone.
Here's a story of the Bucks' Tom Brady. He's that QB with 7 rings of his own. A divorced man, handsome and single, yet he lives all alone. Till one Monday when his arm turned into jello, and he knew that it was much more than a hunch. He's now facing a tough decision. One more year and he could end up getting crunched. I've got a hunch he won't get punched. Where's the next place Tom Brady eats his lunch?
And just 1 year ago, NFL quarterback legend Tom Brady told football fans that he was finally done. He had retired at age 44 to spend more time with his wife and 3 children. And good for him. After appearing in a record 10 Super Bowl games, winning 7 of those, this man had earned it. A few months later, Tom Brady abruptly changed his mind and returned to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And a few months later, we learned that Brady and his wife were getting a divorce. And that separation became permanent in October. So moving forward in the year 2022, Tom Brady would play another season in Tampa Bay. And in doing so, he posted the first losing regular season record as a starting quarterback during his durable and incredible 23-year NFL career. Though the Bucs would finish with a mediocre 8-9 record, they still won the pitiful NFC South. And as a reward, they hosted a first-round home playoff game against the 11-5 Dallas Cowboys on Monday night. Dallas hardly broke a sweat in winning this wildcard mismatch by a 31-14 final margin. And the only drama in this football game was watching Dallas's place kicker, Brett Maier, miss 4 straight extra point attempts before Tampa Bay had even scored a point in the game. And for his part, Tampa Bay quarterback Tom Brady passed the ball for an incredible 66 times in this game, completing 35 of them for 351 yards. But that works out to a measly 5.3 yards per pass attempt for Tom Brady. Brady's new dink pass game reminded me of 2 other older gentlemen who I watched the game with last night, Peyton Manning and his brother Eli. ESPN2 featured interesting commentary from the Manning brothers, winners of 2 Super Bowls apiece. Peyton Manning's now 46 years of age, just 1 year older than Tom Brady, while his brother Eli is 42. Both of them retired from the NFL at around the age of 40. As a younger quarterback, Peyton Manning used to heave that football down the field with ease. But by age 38, Peyton Manning, like Tom Brady, was unable to throw the ball downfield with his usual zip. He had to adapt to the realities established by good old Father Time. And though Peyton Manning won a final Super Bowl game with Denver in 2013, he rarely passed the ball downfield more than 15 yards with any type of velocity. Tom Brady is now even past that stage in his career. He rarely runs, which is a smart idea for a 45-year-old quarterback. The Dallas defense last night simply moved all their defensive players within 15 yards of the line of scrimmage in the playoff game and dared Tom Brady to beat them deep. It did not happen. So what's next for Tom Terrific? He holds nearly every NFL quarterbacking record, and though he still throws a rather accurate pass, he must release the ball quicker to avoid the increasingly quick defensive pass rushers. That doesn't give Tom Brady's receivers a lot of time to get more than 10 yards downfield before he's releasing the ball heading their way. Father Time may have finally defeated Tom Brady this year. Other than his recent divorce, and he and his wife have 3 children, Tom Brady has a standing offer for a whopping $37.5 million per year for the next 10 years if he'll join the broadcast booth with Fox Sports as an analyst. That kind of money is what most of us would call stupid money. What is he waiting for? Fox wanted to lock up the NFL's greatest quarterback as longtime hosts such as Terry Bradshaw and some of the other Fox regulars might be retiring eventually. With his 46th birthday coming up in August, does Tom Brady want to go back to Tampa Bay again? And does Tampa Bay want him again next season? And what other NFL teams are out there willing to spend millions of dollars to lease football's vintage Lamborghini? Yeah, he still runs, but he has high mileage and some really bad wheels. So let's examine a few teams who might be interested in Tom Brady for next year. First and foremost, of course, is Tampa Bay. Now, Tom Brady moved south to Tampa about 3 years ago for a change of pace and to avoid those cold winters in New England. A very accomplished golfer, Tom Brady is now able to play golf year-round in Florida. When Tom Brady came down to Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers already featured a great defense but needed more experience and leadership at the quarterback spot. That seemed like a perfect matchup on both sides. Tampa Bay was able to utilize Tom Brady's skills to squeeze out a Super Bowl win in his first season with the team. And in 3 years with Tampa Bay, the Brady Bucks have gone 11-5 with a Super Bowl win, 13-4 last year, losing in the second round of the playoffs to the Los Angeles Rams, and then 8-9 this year, losing to Dallas in the first round. Like Tom Brady, Tampa's former head coach and offensive specialist Bruce Arians announced his retirement after last season in 2021 as well. But unlike Tom Brady, Arians did not have a change of heart and returned back to his old coaching assignment after his retirement announcement. Tampa Bay then appointed their defensive coordinator, Todd Bowles, to become the new head coach, and it's hard to know how much of a difference this coaching change may have had on the team's offensive play this year. The Tampa Bay quarterback bench is thin. Longtime journeyman Blaine Gabbert from Missouri and Ryan Griffin out of Tulane are both 33 years old. Plus, Tampa Bay kept second-year player and former Florida Gator quarterback Kyle Trask on the roster, too. Now, many had hoped that Trask would learn from Tom Brady and perhaps develop into the team's future starter, but that has not happened. Tampa Bay will have the number 19 pick in the first round of the 2023 NFL Draft this coming spring. It's not necessary for the Buccaneers, though, to select a new quarterback in the first round. Remember, Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick back in the year 2000. And last weekend in the first round of the NFL playoffs, we have seen seventh-round rookies Brock Purdy with San Francisco and Skylar Thompson with the Miami Dolphins play very well. Undrafted free agent Tyler Huntley with Baltimore also had a solid performance, though the Ravens lost a close game at Cincinnati last weekend. Tampa Bay absolutely needs to develop a better running game. Finishing dead last in the NFL at number 32 this year, the Bucs averaged only 76 yards per game on the ground. Now, perhaps some of those running woes might have been due to Tom Brady's lack of downfield passing ability. And when the team's quarterback continues to make these short 5 to 10 yard dink passes, the other team's defense can come up and stack the line. And that will also stop the run as well as hurry the passer. So Tampa Bay has a hard choice to face right now. Tom Brady is a free agent. He can sign with any NFL team. If the price is right, Brady may consider a final year or two playing in Tampa Bay. If Brady's three children are still living in Florida, this would make a lot of sense to consider staying with the Buccaneers. But what about the Miami Dolphins? The AFC East Dolphins have also struggled at quarterback in recent years and have made previous sales pitches to get Tom Brady to come play there in the past. I think that the biggest problem with Brady going to Miami at the age of 46 would be his inability to utilize the Dolphins' very well-paid speedy receiver, Tyreek Hill, on deep passing routes. Brady's immobility to move around in the pocket tightens up the defenses and shrinks the field. If Brady's family, though, is still in Florida, Miami must be considered a serious possibility for him for next year. And finally, in my most likely group, the Las Vegas Raiders. With a head coach who was Brady's former offensive coordinator in New England in Josh McDaniels, and a general manager, Dave Ziegler, who spent 9 years with the Patriots, the Las Vegas Raiders might be willing to roll the dice in America's gambling capital on one Tom Brady. The Raiders also have the number 7 pick, hey, another lucky number, huh? In the first round of the upcoming NFL draft. They might select a quarterback who could learn from a Tom Brady for the next season or two. And now let's consider a few long shots. The New Orleans Saints, for example. The hot rumor lately has been that Coach Sean Payton is going to return to the Saints and bring Tom Brady along as the new quarterback in the Crescent City. In doing so, Brady would be playing against his former team in Tampa Bay twice a year. Though not impossible, I think it's quite doubtful that both of these events are going to happen. What about the New England Patriots? Tom Terrific heads home to New England for a farewell tour? I don't think so. Neither the Patriots coach Bill Belichick nor Tom Brady seem to be very sentimental fellows. If so, this plan would have already occurred 3 years ago. Tom has already stated that he does not like to play in cold weather anymore, so I don't see this happening. How about the San Francisco 49ers? With a dominant running game, a great defense, and effective short passing game, The San Francisco 49ers might be able to utilize Tom Brady at quarterback for another year or two. But that said, today's version of the 49ers are already a playoff team without Tom Brady. Why would they decide to ditch their existing quarterbacks to rent a 46-year-old Tom Brady? It might be intriguing, but it's very unlikely. And finally, the Tennessee Titans. Whoever thought that Ryan Tannehill, a former wide receiver in college at Texas A&M, was going to work out to be a top-level NFL quarterback was just fooling themselves. Though he's played well enough at times, Tannehill's playoff performances, like Kirk Cousins in Minnesota, leaves a lot to be desired. Tom Brady's 46-year-old legs are not going to help him escape the oncoming rush in Tennessee any better than they did in Tampa Bay. This is probably the longest shot of all. The final and most obvious thing for Tom Brady to do now is to take a final gracious bow from professional football and become an all-pro at his new job as a commentator with Fox Sports. Tom Brady has led a charmed football career. Still in good health, he has nothing left to prove. NFL fans also do not want to see a much more brittle Tom Brady carted off the field next season with a significant injury to end his legendary career. So go out with some class, Tom Brady, and do not pull a Brett Favre stunt again on us and unretire again this spring or summer. You will become eligible for the PGA Champions Tour at the age of 50, Tom. Go for it. I'm Swamp Swami.